it's creating images, but images that are unique to you and they're scroll stopping. So it's, for me, one of the added benefits that I bring is the benefit of conceptualization, because I come from the land of movie posters. And, you know, I was tasked with, well, how do I sell a movie in a poster? How do you convey the concept of the movie and the takeaway and the feeling and the mood in one single image so that people are interested? And I just really take that knowledge and awareness into the work that I do with my clients and, you know, bringing all the details together.
Welcome to Life After Corporate, your ultimate guide for making the leap from corporate leader to entrepreneur. I'm Deb Boulanger, entrepreneur, executive leader, and founder of the Launch Lab for Women Entrepreneurs. This is your time to break through the glass ceiling once and for all and get your ticket to the C-suite. Come back each week to get the leading strategies, advice, and tools that will give you the skills and confidence you need to replace your corporate paycheck. Are you ready? Let's go. Welcome back to another episode of Life After Corporate, my friends. And if you're new to our show, welcome home. This is where you get all the things about how to launch, grow, and scale a services-based business after leaving corporate. And today I have a very special guest to introduce you to. Her name is Jordan Duvall. She is an award-winning creative director who has worked for top LA entertainment advertising agencies. She's worked for the Ant Farm, BLT and Associates, NBC and Universal, and has consulted for celebrities, networks, and some of the world's most recognized brands. And her work has been used to market blockbuster hits such as Lord of the Rings, Spider-Man, and The Voice, one of my secret obsessions. Jordan is the founder of Ignite Your Soul Brand, a consulting company that translates NLP programming, color energetics, and strategy into the brand alchemy formula, which I just love. And I've just experienced brand alchemy, so I can't wait to share my experience with you. Because this is what helps you create a personal brand and a dynamic visual image that gets noticed. So excited to have this conversation with you. Welcome to Life After Corporate, Jordan Duvall.
Welcome. Well, thanks, Deb. Thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Excited for this conversation today because I know one of the first things that my clients do when they leave corporate is they need a website, right? They want to feel official. Yeah. They need a brand. They need a logo. They need colors. They need to, you know, it's the visual trappings of feeling legitimate in the market. So we're going to talk a little bit about that and whether that's a good strategy or not. But first, Jordan, we'd love to know a little bit about you. Obviously, you've had a stellar corporate career. What made you leave the glitz and glamour of LA and Hollywood and all the stuff that you were doing to start your own business?
Well, you know, for me, it really came down to wanting to feel fulfilled, like I was really adding value and creating a better quality of life. I think one of the things that people experience in corporate is because it's so big, right? There's advantages because if you're out sick one day, you've got like five people that can cover you. But because you are in this like small section of the project, sometimes you can feel disconnected from the inception all the way to the completion and feel like you're not really contributing and like, what is your purpose? So I definitely felt that, you know, just kind of like a little cog in the wheel and felt like I wanted to be more connected to the work. I wanted to be more connected to the client and just really feel more fulfilled in the whole experience. And, you know, chose to leave LA and move to Asheville just for really a better quality of life. You know, LA is amazing. You know, I definitely, there's parts about it that I miss a lot, you know, the culture and just like the glitz and glam and like people have style. The style in Asheville is not quite what I'm used to. I'm like, Tevas and tie-dye, not so much my vibe, but that's okay. You know, it was just an evolution in my life of wanting to step into what was really going to be fulfilling for me.
And I think that's everybody's story who's listening to this podcast, that, you know, there comes a time when you start to evaluate your life, evaluate your career, evaluate, you know, what's lighting me up, what's turning me on, what's feeling like drudgery. And, you know, it's the brave, well, now it seems like the brave many, but it's the few who really stick with it and succeed. And that's what we want to talk about today is, when is the right time to really invest heavily in building a brand And so I just want to start this off by the women I work with when we first start out tend to want to all the glitz and the official website of having a brand, like I exist, I am out here, I am an independent consultant. But in my life and what I've experienced with my clients is usually 2 or 3 years in, once you start building momentum, it's like the name of your company changes, your colors change, your logo changes. And I was having a conversation with a client last week and she said, you know, I'm 2 years in. I look at that website that I invested so heavily in. She was like, none of it resonates anymore. And so, Jordan, let's talk a little bit about when is the right time, you know, to really dive into the type of work that you do in brand alchemy?
Well, I think, you know, there's different ways to approach it. So, you know, I'm definitely a little bit biased because I'm a big believer in branding no matter where you are in your business. But I think that you can be mindful of how you're going about it and what sort of, you know, investment you're making. You know, I have people that are earlier in business that they want to come out the gate at that level of polish. And then I have, you know, 6 to 8 figure entrepreneurs that, you know, they've grown their business to such a point where now they're really ready to have a visual brand that like looks like an expert, positions them as an authority, right? And you've all seen them, right? It's like, you know, there's an internal shift that you need to make to position yourself that way. So I think, you know, when you're starting out, I think it doesn't hurt to have a website, but I think that, you know, you could use a template. Design is a like educated learned skill. And I think that that's gotten lost with people's access to things like Canva, which is an amazing tool. But I'm like trained as a designer, right? Like people are trained in this area and they're educated in it and they're experts at it, just like people are experts at what's in their niche. And I think that oftentimes people can undertake a very big branding project, like i.e. designing their website from scratch, which I think people don't realize how much goes into creating a website. So I recommend, you know, creating a one-page website or getting a template and just getting something that gets you out the gate, that gives you that confidence, and then allow yourself to grow from there.
So that's great advice. It's great advice. Keep it simple when you first get started. And then when you have that clarity, when you have that conviction of this is who I am, this is what I want to be known for, this is who is truly an ideal client for me, and you want to invest in a stellar brand. Let's first talk about what a brand is in the context of women in entrepreneurship, and what are the elements of a stellar brand? What is a brand meant to do?
Yeah, great question. So for me, I have a little bit of a different approach to branding. You know, my belief is at the root, branding is a feeling. I really believe that branding is energy just like everything else. And whether you are one or two people in your business or 10 or 100, ultimately the inception of a business starts with you. And so as your business evolves, you're going to evolve and that's going to shift. And I think it's really important to have that level of awareness on where things sit.
And I think it's a term that gets very confused, and you know, that it gets confused with the visuals, the logo, right, the website, the colors and all of that. But you're saying brand is really energy, and that's so interesting. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, well, and I think, you know, you may be familiar with that graphic of the iceberg, right? Where you see like a little bit at the top and then like there's a huge piece below the surface. And I think that you can really think about branding that way, that there's the inner piece of branding and then there's the outer piece of branding. So the outer piece of branding is what you see, right? It's like the logo, the colors, the website, the social media, the marketing materials. But I think where people often go wrong is they think that that's it, that the ground is the ocean, you know, and it's like they just move up from there. But really, you have to go deep beneath the surface and really do some deep diving. And I actually was working on some copy for an upcoming launch I have, and I had this insight last night that I was like, really at the root of branding for me is identity shifting. Because whether you're early on in your business or you're, you know, growing your business or you're scaling your business, in order to create the vision that you want, you need to assume the identity of the person that creates and has that thing. So, you know, I know for me, when I was going from corporate to having my business, I had to do a lot of work around deprogramming the employee mindset. And what does that mean? And what does it mean to be CEO? And what does it mean to be a leader? And what does it mean to have a team? And, you know, as you're an entrepreneur, you're kind of thrown into all the roles. One nice thing about corporate is it's like, you do this one thing, or, you know, maybe a few things, and then the accounting department does the billing, and, you know, the marketing department does the marketing, and the legal department does the legal. When you have your own business, you are all of the departments. And I think that that is often a shock to people. They don't realize that. And they're like, oh, I kind of had it cushy. Like, maybe I should have been a little bit not so dissatisfied. And so I think that's a huge piece. And branding is, like I said, the inner and the outer. But the inner comes from that understanding of the identity. What is your essence, personality, values, strategy, positioning, all these things that you don't really see necessarily, but you feel. And then the work that I do with my clients is help them get clear on that inner part, this deep work, and then understand how to translate that visually and then how to actually execute it. And the level of execution depends on, you know, the scope of work and, you know, what tier somebody wants to work with me on. But the process that I take people on is the same, right? It's like decoding your brand essence, understanding that deep inner work so that you can now be clear and articulate it to then translate that visually, right? It's like taking something and translating English to Spanish. You're taking this sort of energetic, formless world and giving it form. And, you know, I have people in my Magnetic Brand Elite program and some of my, you know, 6 to 8 figure clients that do similar things. And, you know, maybe they, you know, RTT is a great example. You know, I've worked with several RTT therapists and just like mental health therapists. And you could think they're all going to come out the end of the branding scale looking the same because their offers are similar. But really, when you take into consideration the person and the values of the person and the values of the business and what they're attracted to and their aesthetics and who their target market is, out comes something totally different. And so if you don't start with that deep inner work first, then everything, it's like almost like a house of cards waiting to fall over because it doesn't have any deep roots.
Yeah, I love so much about everything that you've just said. And I'm going to reel it back to early on. You said taking the time to readjust from the corporate to now being a business owner. And many people jump right in. Some people have called it like detox. I'm detoxing, you know, from the corporate world. So I think that's really important. And to, you know, go on a retreat or do some mindfulness work, do something that helps you get in touch with who am I now at this stage in my career, in this stage of my life. And then as your business grows, you grow, right? So you're constantly evolving and changing. The market's evolving and changing. So there are many times, and now you and I have just gone through this entire rebranding. And I have to say, I was so impressed with the level of detail. Now, guys, I got to tell you, I mean, it probably took me an hour to fill out the questionnaire that you gave me and with some very deep questions. I don't remember all of them, but things like my values and what I want to be known for. And then you asked for photos like of my left eye and my right eye and the top of my head and my face without makeup and with makeup. And, you know, you had me create a Pinterest board with styles I love and surroundings I love. And that entire process to create, I asked Jordan to work with me to create an entire new color palette that was more in alignment with my energy and also a new suite of logos because we're rebranding from the Great Do-Over to Life After Corporate. Ta-da, ta-da, ta-da. More on that coming later. But share a little bit about your philosophy of brand and style. Like, why all that in-depth information to go into the logos and color palette and style guide?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, as you mentioned earlier with my introduction, I'm certified as a master NLP practitioner. So for those of you that aren't familiar with NLP is, it's neuro-linguistic programming. And, you know, the definition from the program is it's the study of excellence. My definition is that it is the way the subconscious mind manifests your life, right? It's really understanding the relationship between the conscious and the subconscious mind and the true power that you have as a creator of your life. And so I got certified, I think back in 2018, and I just was like a deer in headlights for like a good year of just like, whoa, what just happened? Like, I don't even know how to process all of this. And it took me some time to really digest it and then figure out like, there's something here, there's something relating to branding. And so I, you know, that's what I really wove together with, you know, branding and my experience in top agencies to create the Brand Alchemy formula, because it's really this blend of subconscious work and strategy and, you know, visual elevation. And so for me, if you think about things through a subconscious lens, your visual brand is your ability to be putting these little Easter eggs out, little hidden things that tie back to that deep work, that tie back to your strategy, that tie back to your values, that tie back to your energy, tie back to your personality. And that's what really conveys the energy and helps people understand who you are. A good example is, you know, I took my son, you know, this was back, I think, when COVID was kind of ending and we were back at the grocery store. And there was like one of those hand sanitizers on the checkout page. And he grabbed it and he's like, why is there something for the hospital in the grocery store? And I was like, that's weird. Why are you asking that question? And I look at the label and the label is like a red cross on the, you know, the hand sanitizer. And I was like, that's so interesting. The red cross signifies hospital, right? It's that connection. So it's really the understanding, right? That's why you have to know this deep work first, because you're almost taking that energetic world and translating it over into the visuals of like, well, what are the cues that express that? And if you don't know that to start, you're just flying blind. And so I think that that's really key. And so for me, that's where the level of detail comes in. The colors that you're wearing in your brand photos, they matter. The outfits that you're putting in certain rooms. I just was looking at a client shoot the other day and she had this deep green, teal green as one of her brand colors. And she found this house that had a wall in that color. And I was talking to my styling team and I'm like, she needs to pop up this wall. I was like, she needs to be wearing something light, cream, something in that area. Because if she's wearing something dark that's the same tonality, she's just going to blend in. So my styling team found this beautiful like cream on cream outfit for her. And the photo is stunning. And it's a scroll stopper because of the level of detail and the understanding of, you know, how do you put all these pieces together? And one thing that I try and explain to people is that ultimately, it's about focus and attention. And we talk a lot about that from a mindset perspective. But if you think about it from a marketing perspective, your goal is to get someone to focus on what it is that you're selling, offering, marketing, so that you can get their attention, that now they'll pay attention and, you know, ultimately potentially end up on your list or buy from you or whatever it may be. And so being able to tap into the subconscious mind and be very intentional about the messages you're putting out there, that's really when the magnetism happens. And the alignment just like falls into place.
So it's a combination of the visual brand identity and the copy, right? So the copy and the visual brand identity have to work hand in hand, right? So the thing we're going for in the copy is that, oh my God, please get out of my head. You know, you weren't that level of connection, and the visual brand identity as well. So just one more question on the visual brand identity piece. What is the benefit of that brand that really has the energetic match with not only the person, the CEO of that company, because we're mostly solopreneurs, small business owners, small teams, and the audience? Like, what is it about the visual branding that really pulls the audience in?
Well, if we go back to the topic of energy, energy is a resonance, right? It vibrates at a specific frequency. So if your brand is vibrating at a specific frequency that matches your frequency, there's an alignment there. And then that's going to then go out and attract clients that vibrate at that same frequency. But if you are not clear on who you are, and you know, whether you are aware of it or not, you're trying to be someone else or like put on a front or pretend to be something that's not really true to you, you're going to attract people that vibrate at that frequency, but they're not the right one with you. So it's really like this trifecta has to all be on the same wavelength in order for that magic to happen, because you're always going to attract people into your business, assuming you're doing sales activities and marketing of some respect.
We hope.
Yeah, right. You want to make sure that it's the right people. And I think a lot of things that come up with my clients is they just feel like their brand is fractured. It's like, you know, I attract a lot of multi-passion entrepreneurs, and sometimes they have different arms of their business, and sometimes they just have a lot of interests themselves that on the ground level appear that they don't go together. But I'm like, we go 30,000 foot view, there is something that's connecting all of these things. So let's go up and go high and figure out what is that through line. How do you then express that through your messaging, through your marketing, through your visuals, through your embodiment, through your style? And you know, even down to you're talking about the details, you know, with the work that I do with my clients, you know, I pair, you know, just sort of depends on really the way you want to work with me. But ultimately, we focus on brand identity, which is like logo, color, fonts that you can then use as a guide for breaking out your visual brand. And then brand photos and really the direction and the strategy behind it so that you can convey your message. And it's really important through that process to understand what your messaging is, because you want your images to tell the story, because ultimately you're telling your brand story. And the goal, in my opinion, of your brand photos, which I call marketing assets, because in my opinion, when they're done right, they become a marketing asset. They're not just a pretty photo. Is you want people to have an instant recollection of who you are and feel you and have a sense of they're for me, they're not for me. And I, based on what I'm seeing, I have a sense of who they are and whether I would vibe with them or not.
Yeah, very, very good. That's such an important perspective to have. You mentioned the brand photos.
Mm-hmm.
What is the key to having effective, let's call it effective brand photos?
Great question. So again, I think there's multi-layers to that. And I think the most important piece is really understanding what is the purpose for your photos. People just want to have pretty photos to post on social media, which is great-ish. But ultimately, the purpose of your photos is to market your business, to create sales. And when you look at it through that lens, it's just a different way of thinking about things, because you need to actually capture the images for that purpose, right? You need to be thinking about how are they going to integrate with type? Where's the usage? What sort of stories? I mean, coming from entertainment and doing movie posters, you would come up with a concept and then you would have to break it out into like 15 different formats. And sometimes internationally, you'd have to make a theater breakout and you'd have to make a long skinny billboard and this. So it's really thinking about how do you take the concept of what you want to convey and then make it work in all these different platforms, because that's what creates the cohesion.
And, you know, it's so important in this visually intensive environment that we're existing in right now from a marketing perspective and social media, is that really has to be scroll stopping content. And usually what stops the scroll is the image.
Yeah, exactly.
And yes, and really mediocre images just don't get noticed, that no one's going to stop the scroll. So it's so important. And what I'm learning now is it's really important to have a constantly refreshed portfolio of brand images that you're putting out there, because people don't want to see the same thing over and over and over again. So it's a blend of, you know, really great professionally shot photos and videos and those that you're doing on your own. What are some of the biggest branding mistakes that you see women making?
Great question. Well, I think one, trying to do things from scratch if they don't have any expertise in that area. One, you're just going to get frustrated and you're just going to spend all your free time like, oh, I was, you know, working on my social media graphics again, you know, every weekend, or I've been working on my website for 3 months and I haven't gotten anywhere. So I think, you know, if that's not your area of expertise and you're earlier on in your business, again, I would recommend relying on templates. Find something that you like, use that, grow from there, and then go in and do the deep work, work with the branding expert to build out your brand and the vision that you have for the future. And I think color can be a big error. Like, you know, I've definitely, as I've gotten certified in this color process, you know, I think a lot of people use black as like a go-to color, and most people don't actually look good in black, right? Like, and using it sparingly. And if you do hire a team, it's better to hire a really excellent person than hire someone mediocre, because you're only as good as your weakest link. So if you're hiring someone that's a hack photographer or a hack designer, someone that just, you know, I was thinking about this morning, like, you know, a Canva designer, they're from the University of Canva, that's how you're going to be perceived, right? You're going to be perceived as someone that's sort of amateurish. And so, you know, it's better to rely on good design if you don't have the budget for a team, or it's not your area, right? I do work with some clients that they're creative in some way. And so just a little bit of guidance from me goes a long way. But then there's people that it's like, what? Like color? Like all the colors look the same to me. I don't see the difference in these fonts. And I'm like, oh, okay. Like you don't see the round edge on the R? I can see that from here. So, you know, and that's true for every area in your business. If there's something that you need support in, often you turn to an expert.
Yeah. And it's amazing how typography can distinguish a website as well. As I was doing the research for our work together and looking at other websites, the ones that really resonated with me had super strong typography. And so it's important. Yeah. Invest in as much help as you can. I remember with my second website, I really invested. I hired a fashion photographer to do the photography for that website. And, you know, it was so exciting to see the results, to see what she saw.
Right.
And through her eye. And I think it's really important that you do that. So I'm curious, just explain to me what's next. We've done our brand alchemy. So I have colors, I have a brand board, I have a logo, I have type fonts, I have some guidance into, you know, me is how I present myself. What's next after that? How do you work with people beyond that stage?
At that point, it really comes down to your brand images and how do you translate that into the visual presence? Because as you said, you know, out in the world, we're being bombarded all the time. You know, if you're in a big city, there's billboards everywhere. You're seeing ads on social media. You know, we're just constantly influx of information. And what is capturing your attention? It's creating images, but images that are unique to you and they're scroll stopping, right? So it's, for me, one of the added benefits that I bring is the benefit of conceptualization. Because I come from the land of movie posters and, you know, I was tasked with, well, how do I sell a movie in a poster? How do you convey the concept of the movie and the takeaway and the feeling and the mood in one single image so that people are interested? And I just really take that knowledge and awareness into the work that I do with my clients and, you know, bringing all the details together, finding the right location, finding the right team, finding the right outfits, finding the right accessories, making sure the color pairs together, making sure all the details are there, making sure your shoot flows and that your shot list is in line and that you're capturing the actual content that you need for your different programs or different launches or marketing materials, and really like downloading almost like the end game at the beginning and say, well, where are we going with this? What is the purpose? What are the needs? What is the vision? Great. All right, now let's take all that. And that's really going to be almost like the target and the compass of where we're going, and then go to the front and like say, okay, great. Now knowing where we're going, what is the vision we're starting with, and how do we then piece all these things together? And there's a lot that goes into planning a brand shoot. Some people come to me because they've been putting it off forever because they're just like, I'm overwhelmed. I don't know where to begin. Like, how do I even make this work? And, you know, there's the styling, there's the storytelling, there's the deck, there's finding the team, there's managing the team. And so, you know, inside my Magnetic Brand Elite program, I walk people through how to do all of those things because it can be overwhelming. And then for my, you know, VIP clients, me and my team do all that for them. So you really need the brand identity and the brand photos and the messaging strategy before you even get to the website, because you want to really have all these things in place, because then that leads to your copy. Because then you really just want to sit down, and whether you're doing the, you know, the design yourself on a template or you're hiring someone, you're literally handing all those things over, and then they're plug and playing and putting it together. And I think back to your question about mistakes, I think that a lot of times entrepreneurs hand their power of their vision over to creatives. They just assume like a designer or a photographer or website designer, they're just like, yeah, you know, go do my thing. Like, I want a bold brand. And they just kind of like hand that off to them, and they don't give the creative enough data to really be successful and like hit the mark, because the client's not clear. And so I think that's really where a lot of people go awry, is they don't take the time to get clear so they can effectively direct the creative. And then the creative is set up for success to deliver something that the client's really happy with.
As I'm listening to you, what's coming to me is that you're building your brand, mm-hmm. or the you are becoming.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So for your future self, you know, so you're almost projecting out into the world that which you are becoming. And it's hard to see that. I mean, it's hard to see the inside and the outside when you're like so close to you, right? So having someone like you, who is asking powerful questions, who has the experience that you have, like, I'm so excited because I've seen the brands that you've worked with and created, and the photos are extraordinary. I mean, the energy in those photos, I mean, everyone looks gorgeous in those photos. The colors are extraordinary. I mean, I can tell that you've got this attention to detail in this process that really results in excellence. So I appreciate you so much, Jordan. Is there anything else that people rarely think about when it comes to building a visual brand that you'd like to share?
You know, you want to understand who your target market is and what speaks to them. And it's really important to understand what your words are. And I can kind of explain what I'm talking about through a story. So back when I, you know, in the early days of my business, I was working with this one client and, you know, she had been an investment banker and she took some time off to raise her kids. And then she wanted to get back in and create a business. So she was thinking that she really wanted to help stay-at-home moms with productivity. So, you know, at that time, I was doing a lot more business consulting, which I still do with my private clients, but I don't do it as much in the groups. And so, you know, she went out and did all this market research. And after the market research, she realized, like, I actually don't really want to do that. I want to work more with corporations. And that was really helpful because as we were diving into her strategy and her essence and her words, it's like, if she's going to go and target stay-at-home moms versus corporate, like, just think about the companies that target those brands, or sorry, target those audiences. They're just so different. Targeting a stay-at-home mom is probably going to have something that's softer, you know, calmer. Maybe it's more bright and colorful, but it's going to speak to somebody that is living in that world. Whereas someone that's targeting corporate, it's probably going to be cleaner lines, bolder, simpler design, elegant, you know, very modern typography. And so when you understand who your end user is, for me, it's always the balance of the here and now and where you're going and making sure that it's always speaking to each other. And I get asked that question a lot of, am I designing my brand for me or am I designing my brand for the client? And I'm like, you're designing for both. It's a compromise that you want to make sure that your integrity with you and how you want to present yourself and who you want to attract, but also what is the aesthetic that your person or your audience is used to seeing in general, but also around that topic. And if you're going to break the mold, you can totally do that, but you want to do that intentionally.
Yeah, because your ideal clients follow you because they want what you're having. And so I get the interplay there between who you're targeting. Is it a corporate audience? Is it a consumer audience? So fantastic. So Jordan, this has been a great conversation. We're running out of time. Is there something that you can share that people can download or look at to get some insights on their brand?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I would recommend, you know, you can find me on social media. My website is igniteyoursoulbrand.com. On Instagram, igniteyoursoulbrand.com. You can find me. I'm more active on my personal Facebook page, which is Jordan Duval. So, you know, feel free to shoot me a message on any of those platforms. And I would recommend downloading my brand essence guide, because that really walks you through the three core components of creating an aligned magnetic brand and teaching you how to make it magnetic.
Mm-hmm. Sounds great. All right. We'll put that link in the show notes. It's igniteyoursoulbrand.com. And Jordan has a brand essence guide there for you. Download it. Follow her on Instagram. She really is brilliant. I've so enjoyed working with you, Jordan, and I look forward to what we're going to create going forward. Thank you so much for joining us today on Life After Corporate.
Thanks for having me, Deb. It's a pleasure.
That's it for now, my friends. We will see you next week on Life After Corporate. Make it a good one. Thanks for listening, my friend. If you enjoyed this show, please head over to iTunes and subscribe and leave us a review. And be sure to hop over to the Life After Corporate Facebook group and join other growing entrepreneurs to get weekly tips on how to create more money and meaning doing work you love.